At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Short Kings are pissed. Because now, Tommy, you guys can get passed over without even getting a chance.
Where's my rights?
And it's a little bit funny.
What?
Because as frustrated as you'd be as a little guy, it's not like you'd be willing to give someone else a chance if there was something that was a deal breaker for you.
I always give a guy a break.
I'm not talking about guys.
What do you mean?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tinder, the dating app, is making a change. And here's the thing. All three of us met the love of our lives right before these dating apps blew up.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Tommy and the rest of the folks that may not know how this works, when you sign up for Tinder, you can use a filter to find the exact type of people you want to meet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For example, like a minimum, maximum age, so you only see people in that. Distance from where you are compared to them. And a new filter has been added to Tinder.
Look at this.
A height filter. Folks will now be able to put in a minimum and maximum height they are now willing to settle for before they even get a look at this person's profile.
How is this? This is heightism. People are heightists.
Tommy, this means that I want to make sure you understand.
Yeah, I know what they're doing.
They're not even going to see you.
Yes,
they're cutting me out.
Yes, if you were a single,
I don't exist. I'm in the basement.
Yeah, if you're a single guy on Tinder.
You're steerage.
Hey, steerage, like steerage?
Steerage, whatever you call it. People in the bottom of the boat.
You got it. No, you mispronounced it so much, you thought you were saying a different word.
What do you call the people at the bottom of the boat?
Steerage.
That's what I said.
No, you said Sturge.
Oh, my God.
We're going to a boat. She thought you said Sturge.
You're so goddamn picky.
She thought you were trying. We both thought you were saying different words.
Well, one of them was right.
Okay. If a woman has her height filter set at 5'7", she would not even get to see your profile.
Right. And she don't want, she, they don't want to see.
All right. Do short.
They don't know what they're missing, man.
No, they do.
Really?
Because
I can get in there way quicker than a big man. I take care of business.
No, you don't. What?
Well, I bring a miner's cap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I can tell based on the graves of women and relationships you have in your past. You need a miner's cap to go find those relationships. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do short men have a right to be upset with this Tinder change?
They don't want you.
All right. We know how you feel. And I will.
It makes women shallow.
Well,
it's absolutely shallow.
We're all shallow in some way, right? Like you, when it comes to dating, we're shallow on some. I mean, you just said earlier.
You want to be me?
You want to be me? You said earlier you wouldn't date a woman that eats too many hot dogs.
He said he wouldn't date a woman who eats hot dogs, not multiple.
In public.
If he sees her eating a hot dog, he will not date
her. Just putting that out there.
All right. Kimmy, I want to ask you this. You're a tall gal.
Yep.
You're 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this new idea?
She doesn't like short people in general.
I do think that this prevents some people from having a chance. At the same time...
Oh, that's exactly what this does.
At the same time, whether or not you put your height on there, women will go to great lengths to figure out how tall you are before they even meet you. And I would argue it kind of it saves you time. Like, it doesn't waste your time if you show up, she thinks you're going to be taller, and then the date's over before it starts.
What about
right?
a shoit?
Shoit?
Shoit? I'm shoit, and I'm going to rob your bank. Cheese it. It's a fuzz.
What if I'm a short billionaire? You miss out.
Oh, no, but you're not, though.
Think of all those billionaires that were short.
So, just to be clear.
Yeah, that would be a different app.
The billionaire is on Tinder?
Yeah. You don't know.
They can't. No, you would. Why would they?
You'd be on a whole different app.
Yeah.
I think that's called Raya.
There's an actual billionaire app?
It's like for famous people.
That's why you've never heard of it.
Rich people. You have to like be approved to get on that app.
Well, you have to show you got bank.
Or like you own something.
Well, let's say I'm just a regular rich guy. Not like billionaire guy, but I got bank, a millionaire. And then you miss out.
But you wouldn't.
But would you want her to like you for your money?
Ooh.
I don't, guys don't care.
You're there for a relationship.
This is somebody that you want to spend time with.
I'm a good guy looking for a hot tail, and I got $1 million in the bank.
You talk like that, too?
Yeah.
What a charmer.
Certainly.
Yeah, take your top off.
All right. Kimmy, you're okay with this.
Of course she is, man.
Can you let her talk?
She's in a tall, shallow lady club.
Can you let the woman speak? Kimmy, are you okay with what Tinder has done here?
I guess if that's a deal breaker for you, then yes. It's going to save everybody time.
No sad little men.
All right. Now, I do
want to... Because if I'm open to dating somebody short, it wouldn't affect me.
But you wouldn't even see me.
Yeah, but maybe that's a deal breaker for me, somebody being at least my height.
Hmm.
All right, I do want to be clear, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This will not be available for everyone on Tinder. The Tinder height filter is part of the premium members package only.
Oh.
Yeah, $40 a month for that. But Hinge, another popular dating app, has had this height filter for a while. So this may not wipe out all short guys' chances, but it may be a message to short guys, meeting women is going to get a lot harder.
It's always been.
Okay.
But there could be women that are specifically into you because you're short. The short kings, as they call them.
Nah, short king summer's long gone, Kerry. They had their chance. It's over. All right, can I ask you a question?
Oh, please.
No, in all seriousness.
No, here. Go ahead. Give me the insulting question.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question, and you're getting all riled up. No. You're like a toddler that hasn't had their nap yet, full of
Why'd
juice
say
boxes.
Toddler?
Because you are an itty-bitty boy man.
Why'd you say toddler?
Itty-bitty boy man who's stomping his
stomp
feet.
Stomp your feet?
Well, you got to sell the bed.
I'm impressed you touched your foot to the ground. Tommy,
yeah.
If a woman has a preference for tall men,
yeah.
Does that make her a bad person?
Oh, she's a shallow teabag.
So she's a bad person?
Yeah.
Okay. So you then are willing to look past the things that are deal breakers for you.
I would never say.
To give every woman a chance.
I'm very accepting for all the women.
Mm-hmm. So if they put like weight on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
A weight filter.
You wouldn't use a weight filter?
No. What do you mean, like height and weight?
Yeah.
As long as it's in the acceptable boundaries.
Well, no, because you just argued that if you saw me, I may have a better chance because of my height. Why? Mm-hmm. What is an acceptable boundary? Because here, for women, they would be able to put an acceptable boundary for height.
Here's the difference between height and weight.
Please.
I can't do anything about my height.
Uh-huh.
Your ass can eat a salad and take a jog.
But why?
You can lose weight.
Why does she? Well, she doesn't want to lose weight.
It's not healthy.
Says who?
Morbidly obese.
Nobody said morbidly obese. Nobody said morbidly obese.
You rubbing thigh, not for a good reason.
Nobody said morbidly obese. By the way, there are lots of good looking.
Put on your earrings.
There are lots of good looking women whose thighs rub together.
Yeah, but not for that kind.
Well, what?
What?
I don't even think
you would know. A woman's weight. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I don't
it's because
even know
he
would,
weighs less than the average
like,
woman.
You would probably, I was going to say, your range would be so small that it would cut out way more women than you think.
I mean, look, if you're willing to sit here and say, I will overlook all of the things that are deal breakers for
me, I
have a point. But you won't, because there are things that we all prefer in a romantic partner, and there are things that, for whatever reason, immediately turn us off. And if a woman is turned off by a shorter man, why does that make her a bad person?
I'll tell you why.
Please.
Okay, so in these other apps, there is no... They don't filter out weight on people, right?
That I don't know. Well, but they would just lie about your weight.
I think there are other things you can filter, though.
No, but they would say, like, I can't even see the chubbies, right? All the chubbies are there.
Well, you're being, for a guy who was complaining about insensitivity.
The chubs and the flubs. They're all out there. But you're literally eliminating me.
Yeah. So, okay, so you would click on and want to meet some of those ladies that are little on the heavier side.
I might look a little. I may want to go plumping.
My ass.
Maybe. Let's say I haven't had any luck with the hotties. I go down a grade. You know?
Down a grade?
Yeah, you get grade.
Okay. So you would look for women then to go down a grade for you?
Well, they must have to because I'm short. Oh. I'm already low grade.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tinder announced yesterday they're going to add a height filter for their premium members. Hinge already has this, the two dating apps. So women can set it at like 5'7", and a guy like Tommy, they wouldn't even get a look at Tommy's profile. He's out automatically, and Tommy is deeply bothered by this. And it's not just you that makes me laugh.
What's that?
Right? How can men, who traditionally are way more pickier than women, when it comes to the little things in dating and being attracted, how does any man take issue with a height filter? Shut up.
Oh, we've always had control.
Exactly, and you're losing control, and that's what you're upset about. You're not upset about not meeting women. Wait a minute. I'm allowed to judge you for the things that I'm supposed to be about.
Yes.
But how dare you judge me?
I wonder if, because like there are also certain apps like meant for like gay couples. Like I wonder if that the like physical... I wonder how height would apply to those relationships.
To gay couples?
Yeah, like gay or lesbian
couples.
Probably
no difference, right?
Like, do they prefer like shorter people or taller people? Like, would that... I wonder... I guess I just wonder how that would affect...
Okay, I'll put the question in, and I think what you're trying to...
Like what a gay man would be looking for on a dating site.
Okay.
Like, would it be a benefit to you to be a shorter person in one of those situations?
Is the height discrepancy closer in same-sex couples than it is in heterosexual couples? Because traditionally, taller man, shorter woman.
Right.
Right? But
dudes are going to be on the taller side in general.
Yeah, but there's also short, like, you're a short man.
Yeah, but I'd be like Twinkie guy.
Maybe, unless short guys prefer short guys. I mean, it's probably all up to personal preference,
right? Yeah.
Maybe that's the key.
What's that?
Be gay. You got the shirt for it.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, it looks
it's
great.
A working man's shirt.
Happy Pride, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let me ask this question, and I don't want you to yell right away.
I'm not going to yell.
All right, you can get us at Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, because we always say men call women right.
Yeah.
And I will start with Kimmy, the tall gal in the
quiet.
Room.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be quiet.
Yeah.
Kimmy, is there anything a short guy can do?
Please. What? I was just
you know what's funny? It's like you're upset about the short thing, but it's your grading personality that would be the first turnoff. Is there anything, Kimmy, a short man can do to have a shot with a woman that prefers taller guys?
I mean, I think confidence helps.
Yeah, spew cash.
All right, Kimmy,
finish. It would actually be a total money shot.
God. It's not the height, man.
Maybe some charm. I don't know.
All right, finish this sentence.
Yeah.
Single Kimmy
yeah.
would be willing to date a shorter guy if...
Funny.
Okay.
You can make
you're out again.
You can make a joke. If you can joke about your height without being sensitive about it.
Oh,
I could do that.
You have been bitching like a bitch. You've been double bitching since we started.
I have seen some short men date women way above like their looks because of their personality. Like they work a room. They don't clear a room.
Oh, man, she's tall and she's crushing you.
She's mean.
Kimmy is on fire. We got Instagram messages coming in. We say, hey, ladies, what do you think? Of course, here come all the guys. Troy writes us, excuse me, at Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way. I'm 5'5". I dated a chick that was 6'4", ended when she literally picked me up under the arms like a toddler. Never again.
Man. Oh, she was strong, too. No, that's a strong woman.
It's almost like he's getting
woman.
Turned on. He's like, thinking about, wait a minute.
But that's like man muscle.
Wait a minute. Jake writes us, so if a man's height is a deal breaker, how about a filter for a woman's body size? I mean, it's, you know, you say that like it's a slam, but that's kind of how it is.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I mean, let's not be.
I mean, you're going to judge a photo whether there's a, body type preference or not.
Okay. Andrew gets into the whole weight thing too, weight filter. Then he finishes up. If a guy or girl is so shallow, are they really worth it? Everybody's shallow.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their degree of shallow.
Yes, I mean, that's just it. Different degrees of shallow. But you can't tell me that there is no person who goes, it is personality all the way through. I don't need anybody to be traditionally attractive, blah, 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 but whatever. Okay. There is something else that is bothering me.
What's the matter?
About the take that Tommy has with this height filter here.
What's my take? Okay. Be kind.
Kimmy, there is this old saying.
What?
You're not Kimmy.
Yeah. Most.
Like, you just, again,
I'm just listening.
You just act out. It's like you are like dealing with my kids when they were five. Kimmy, there's this old saying.
Yeah.
That beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't think someone is attractive doesn't mean that whoever is with them doesn't find them gorgeous. Beautiful saying.
Mm-hmm.
That Tommy does not believe.
What do you mean? I'm not allowed to talk. It's Kimmy's turn.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Do you believe that?
I think sometimes you settle.
Okay.
Like, I see somebody, man, yeah, that's as good as you're going to get.
So uh-huh. You think those people settled together? Or are they?
I think settle finds each other. We know some couples, man. They settled because that was it.
So, to be clear, you believe.
What?
You believe there is a single standard of beauty. One that everyone really agrees, and then everyone else that does not accomplish that in their partner is settling for less.
Not totally.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
I mean, there's different definitions of traditional beauty.
That's what I just. That is beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
No, but there's some things that just ain't beautiful. Like there's certain people you can't tell me like you find that hot.
Yeah, there are people that do.
I don't buy that.
There are folks that pay for that stuff.
Those are sickos. Those are sick people that go downtown to the certain areas to the Tenderloin District and start messing. But like outside of your weird ass fetish, you sick bastard. Everybody else, there's just certain people you go, that's just an ugly thing.
He can't even believe what he
that's
just
an
said.
Ugly thing.
But something, I just no. You know, what I just
you don't think there's a standard of ugly like most people go? Oh, God damn!
I'd like to get back to that because I don't want to lose this point. If you are watching the live stream on YouTube, the Breaker WCMF, you just witnessed a man say words, hear what he said, and shock himself. That's how horrific that take was.
I don't think it was horrific.
Really? Because you just
didn't think you knew where you were going.
No, I was just thinking like we knew some guys that had some really ugly wives. And we just knew, like, man, how do you even...
Because they could be attracted to that.
Well, they ain't attracted to that, man. Chick with skin tags? Are you kidding me?
No, there are people that are...
Are you tossing her tags at night?
Tag tossing? One of my favorite Bee Gees songs. Tag toss. You idiot, it was your bit.
Tossing, I'm not doing it. Tossing them tags. It's like her body had, like, 20 nipples.
For God's sakes, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are talking about Tinder. They are adding a height filter. For their premium members, so that means if you are under a certain height and a woman or man sets that height filter, there's a chance you won't even be seen by this person.
You're out.
Hinge has had this for a while. Okay, so I had asked what a short man can do to attract a taller woman.
Yeah.
We have not gotten any responses on that.
Of course not.
So that's not good. But
well,
I said
be, you know, you got to have some personality.
Yeah, okay.
Charisma. She wanted charisma. Light up a room. Command the room.
I know that's not easy. It probably has to come naturally.
How about cutting off women every time they try to make a point?
Who does that? Okay.
Jess writes us.
Jess.
You don't know what she's going to say. What if she's on your side?
I doubt it.
She's not. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. She writes, why do short guys get so mad? I like what I like. I have to be forced to be into you? What am I, some slave for men? Is she a slave? Is that what
you're saying? Nobody's forcing anything.
You're literally saying, give me a chance or else.
I didn't say or else.
Kind of said or else.
I'm going to come looking for your family.
What are you saying? You're saying you are forcing
you
women. Yes, I demand you give me a chance because I'm going to impress you. A man, give me a chance. I'm going to make you so happy to be with me. Going back to the guys, Jack writes on Instagram, I'm a short guy, just a little taller than Tommy. I have a girlfriend who loves me. If women don't want to give short guys a chance, it's their loss. They can go with some lesser tall douchebag. What the hell did we do?
I don't know.
Why am I a douchebag for being tall?
In most cases, I'm guessing you don't have to try as hard. Like, there are guys that get attention just simply because of their height and nothing else.
Okay, but
it gets you stand out.
I didn't do this. I was born this way.
I was born this way. Don't pick on me. I was born this way.
Yeah, but you're the one freaking out about it.
Yeah, because you get your way. You don't be Don't be all patting yourself on the back because, hey, I get things go my way because I'm a big guy.
I love how you say,
big
like,
guy coming through.
Tall guys have problems too, man. You don't know
what's
what it's
your
like.
Problem?
My knees hurt. My back hurts. You talk all the time about how little guys live
travel.
Longer. Yeah. I'm always hurting a plane.
Fit in a Lamborghini.
Thank you. I have to drive SUVs.
Yeah, you'll never get the joy of sitting in a Lamborghini.
I'll never get the joy of sitting in a Lamborghini, which is how you have to say it in Italy at the Lamborghini dealership. All I'm saying is.
What's that?
Look, and I think this discussion, the way you've reacted, is an eye-opener. If personality matters, reacting the way you did to the height filter does not help your
situation. What's wrong with my personality?
Nothing.
Is it grading?
No.
All right. I'm a good guy.
Yeah. So if you were single, women should give you a chance, much like they did when you were single. God, Kimmy, I wish you could have been around for single Tommy.
I'm kind of glad I wasn't.
No, it was amazing to watch. Hey, what did I date again last night? maybe I'll give her a chance. She never calls. Yeah, she was ugly. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't even care about it.
Done with that chick.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
I mean, folks were told, for your safety, stay inside.
Yeah.
Right?
And be careful.
This happens all the time, right? But humans are curious people.
Oh, yeah.
Some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know someone in this room who, without question, despite the fact they could be hurt, is going to run outside immediately to watch this.
What was going on?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 to WCMF. A very scary incident that showed up out of nowhere.
Jesus.
In Gates yesterday.
What happened?
It happened on Lyle Avenue around 7 p.m. There was a transformer fire.
Damn.
In just a residential neighborhood.
It blew up?
Well, not really. Police say that, I'll give you the quote.
Yeah.
Ready? A mineral-based oil leaked from the transformer, causing a fire on the ground involving a catch basin.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
But it looks like a transformer that's like low to the ground.
Okay.
So here's the thing. The scene was very scary. The fire was raging.
It must be toxic.
And it was smoke. Yes. It was producing this thick ass black smoke. Like
metal's burning.
You got it. So because of that, a representative from the Gates Police Department, a sergeant, said, quote, it's creating large amounts of thick, dark smoke, probably not safe to breathe in, so we're advising everybody in the area of Lyle Road, pretty much between Elm Grove all the way up to Wegman, to stay indoors for their own safety.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to breathe this in, which is funny because the video on 10NBC clearly shows several people out standing in the street watching this happen. Kimmy.
Yeah.
There is a balance
that
people have when it comes to things dangerous in their neighborhood.
Nosiness versus safety.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, whenever, if you're told to stay inside and you're not really sure why, for whatever reason, your first instinct is to go outside and look and see what's going on.
Okay, but why?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Curiosity. You guys see what's happening in the hood.
It's curiosity. It's assess. You want to assess the danger for yourself for some reason.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
No, but you still got to go look.
But I want to see it.
And this happens in every neighborhood across the greater Rochester area every time something happens. And you are this guy.
Oh, yeah. I think every man my age is this guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unless he's in a look.
Even guys that can't get out of bed will like figure out ways to get to the window.
So 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You think this comes with age?
Oh, it definitely happens when you get older, for sure. Okay. I mean, you may not be that as a young guy, but as an old man, you're looking.
You know, it's an interesting take because I saw this and I go, why are you so dumb? If the cops or the fire department tells me to stay inside, I'm not going outside.
You're not trying to catch a glimpse, though?
No.
You're not, like, looking out every window of your house?
Maybe out the window. But if they say stay inside, I'm not going. Why would they tell me to stay inside unless it was a benefit?
Yeah, they always say that and it turns out to be nothing.
Okay. I mean, God forbid these poor people that, well, I guess poor people, they did it themselves, standing outside, inhaled a bunch of stuff that's going to affect them down the road. That's not good.
You know how much stuff how much crap I have breathed in?
Yes,
in my
and that
lifetime?
Wasn't thick black smoke. Did you see the picture of this?
Yeah.
Oh,
scary.
My God.
It's pretty pretty nasty.
I think I realized this at first when I was when I first became a homeowner. Because I remember it was like one of the first few weeks we moved in, there was like a big explosion. And I think it was something along these lines, like a transformer or something went. And the first thing everybody in my neighborhood did was run outside. And I remember thinking like, we heard a large boom. Why are we all outside right now, not knowing what it was?
So let's split this down the middle.
Yeah.
Because you're right. The logic you just walked
through
with that
statement.
Like
if something actually just exploded nearby, we probably shouldn't be outside.
I do think it's safe if you hear something out of the ordinary
to
go look.
Yeah, but a scary sound?
Yes.
Like an explosion.
Yes, even a scary sound or like something like a gun.
Crash.
Yeah, or a pop like a gunshot or something like that.
But that's so dangerous.
Yeah.
It is. But I have to assess the danger in that point because I don't have any instruction from somebody. Because God forbid, like I could do something in that moment to make myself safer knowing what it is.
Nobody's going to instruct me to go outside.
Well, somebody could be in danger.
Let's say you hear it.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's a fair point. But is that what you're thinking in the moment?
I mean, that would have been my first thought. Or like, do I need to do something with my family to get them even further away from it? But the second somebody who's a professional steps up and goes, please leave. I'm gone.
But if I think about a comfortable distance and I can just kind of smell it, not like and I'm inhaling it, but I can kind of get a whiff, I'm hanging out.
If you can smell it, you're inhaling it.
Yeah, but in my mind, it's just like a little bit. It's like an acceptable amount of smoke I'm taking in right now. It's no worse than smoking a cigar.
An acceptable amount of transformer fire smoke.
It's like I'm smoking a cigar made out of transformer wire.
Bro, the cops said,
I know,
Lyle, no, from Elm Grove to Wegman, that's a huge
swath.
If you can see it, you're too close.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, brother. What do you got?
A lot of those older transformers are full of PCBs. There's an oil in there to keep them cool.
All right, let me pause, because half the audience thought you meant like PCP, like angel dust. You're talking about forever chemicals, those plastics.
Actually, I meant PCBs.
PCB, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, but anyway, that stuff is extremely toxic when it burns. So that's why they wanted everybody inside. They didn't want people inhaling that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even need that detail. If I see smoke that looks like that, I'm going away. I'm doing what they tell me to do.
So but there's got to be an acceptable distance I could look, right?
Larry?
Then I'll probably look it up in whatever hazmat.
I'm going to go 20 foot.
20 feet?
20 foot.
That's less than 10 yards.
20 foot.
Bro, you 20 feet, you would need to go another, 10 feet to get a first down.
Yeah, you'd feel the heat from that.
As a past volunteer fireman, we always use the rule of thumb. If you can hold your thumb up and can't see it, you're safe. Or wait for the cops to go in, and when they start falling over, you know you can't go any farther than that or closer than that.
Larry, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. You know, we had a lot of fun back there. Yeah, but I love the thumb rule is interesting.
Yeah. If I can see my thumb, I'm okay? Like,
if you can't see it past your thumb, you're an idiot. How are you so dumb?
I can't see my thumb.
So if I walk in a room, what do I do with my thumb if your mom's not there? Where do I put it?
Okay, like don't say like something stupid and then try to fix
it. If it's so far in the distance that it disappears behind your thumb, you're good.
Okay. All right.
Right. You know, every once in a while, there are some things you just can't correlate. Like on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, they told people at Fukushima to stay inside, and look how well that went. Yeah, there's a difference, I think, between a nuclear weapon that you've never seen before.
Oh, that's what entered the earthquake?
Or no, that was, Fukushima. Right, so was that the earthquake that led to a tidal wave or tsunami?
But the nuclear power plant exploded.
That melted down.
So what did we learn from that?
I guess every once in a while,
stay away from the tsunami.
Okay, every once in a while you're wrong, but I'm gonna err on the side of the pros.
But if the tsunami, if I put my thumb up to a tsunami, and if my thumb's not wet, I'm okay.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.